just to summarize what we saw, the Gemara started off. Rabbi Nassan said that we from this change in language of Hasech and Nesach in a double language. That's how we know that there are two Nesachim. Then the Gemara wanted to know who's the Tan of the Mishnah, which says that Nisach Maim is all 7 days, and we had trouble fitting it in with any of the shittos that we had because we wouldn't end up with 7 days. So the Maskana, the Gemara says that really it's going like Rabbi Yehoshua, who said that we start saying Mashiva Ruach based on the time of Hanachas Lulav. How do you end up with Nitzach HaMayim for 7 days? Then you have to say that it's a separate halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. And he quoted such a memra that in fact it is a halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. Then we brought the brisa which had earlier that Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Yeshua, that the chazan on the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the second chazan is Mazgir, but the first is not. Musaf Yas Shacharis, no. And then brought from Ben Becerra that it was referring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra, and he is the, after he got smicha, he was known only as Rabbi Yeshua, and he is the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yeshua, and he's the one who says that it's Mishas Hanachoso. Okay, now the Gemara returns to the Machlokas Tanam that we had beforehand of when it is on Sukkos that we have the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim, which again is going to affect when we begin mentioning Gevuros Geshamim. Again, Gevuros Geshamim refers to praising Hashem as the one who has the power to bring the rain in Mashiva Ruach HaMorid HaGeshem. So says the Gemara Eloha Desnan, this that we learned the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah, Nisuch Hamayim Kol Shiva, that the pouring of the water is 7 days, Mani. Whose opinion is that like from the Mishnah we had beforehand? E Rabbi Yeshua, if it's Rabbi Yeshua who said that the time we mentioned the Geshamim is from the time of the Hanachas HaLulav, when we put down the Lulav, when we finished the Lulav, which is on the 7th day of Sukkos, name Echad Yoma. So it should have said that the Nisuch HaMayim is only for 1 day, on the 7th day of Sukkos, because that's when you begin saying Hazkaras Geshamim. Why does it say the Nisuch HaMayim is all Shiva? E Rabbi Akiva, and if it's Rabbi Akiva who had the Joshua of Unisochecha, which was written on the 6th day and taught us Nisuche on the plural, that there are two Nisachim. So then Treyome. So then it should have said that the Nisuch HaMayim is for 2 days, not for 7 days. It's only on the 6th and on the 7th. And E Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who darshined from the extra mem, yud and mem, which spells Mayim, which begins, the first of those extra letters is on the 2nd day of Sukkos, so Shisa Yome, so it's only 6 days. So who's it like, the Mishnah, when it says that it's for 7 days? So the Gemara answers, La'olam, really? This Mishnah that says that the Nisuch of the Mayim is for 7 days, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra he. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra who says that we start mentioning Mashiva Ruach on the 2nd day of Sukkos. And he also holds, like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah leader on the Masechet Sukkah, Tisnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belog Haya Menasech Kol Shmona, that you would be Menasech, you would pour with a log, a certain measurement of water, for 8 days, meaning including Shmini Atzeres. So Rabbi Yehuda Mehesera holds like him, when it comes to Nisuch HaMayim, that you do it until Shmini Atzeres, but he does not hold like him that it's for 8 days. He believes that you start doing it earlier. I'm sorry, later on the 2nd day. Umapik Rishon Umaayel Shmini, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra replaces the 1st day with the 8th day, and that's how he still ends up with 7 days. Umayishna Rishon Delo, and the Gemara asks, what's different about the 1st day of Sukkot that we don't have the Nisuch HaMayim, and therefore we don't. And similarly, we don't mention Hashem's strength in terms of bringing the rain. That the reason is because the hint to there being a Nisuch of Mayim is from the extra Mem, Yud and Mem, with the first of those letters being extra on the 2nd day. So Shmini Nami, but the 8th day also has, Shmini Nami, also on the 8th day there should not be any Nisachim. Kirimizi Mayim Bashvi Hudramizi. Because the end of the last of the letters of the Mayim, which is that remez, which is that hint to there being a Nisuch of water, the last of the mems, or the 2nd of the mems, the last of the letters, is on the 7th day. So it should all be over on the 7th day. It should only be from the 2nd until the 7th. And we're still stuck now trying to figure out, so how do we end up with any Tana that holds that you have Nisuch HaMayim all 7 days? So Gemara answers, Elo Rabbi Yeshua, he will have to explain that it's talking according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said that we start the mentioning the Mashiva Ruach from the time that we put down the Lulav. And you have to explain that there's no connection between the dinim, that the din of Nisuch HaMayim is not connected to the Hanachas Lulav, only the mentioning of Hashem in terms of the strength of Mashiv, of him bringing the rain of Mashiv HaRuach. So there's no connection between when we start mentioning rain and when the Nisuch HaMayim is done in the Mikdash, because Nisuch HaMayim being done 7 days in the Mikdash, Hilchos HaGemir La, it is a halacha la Moshe Misinai, and it's completely separated from that other halacha. Damar Rabbi Ami Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas Beis Chorson. Rabbi Ami said the name of Yochanan from Rabbi Nechunya from Ish Bikas Beis Chorson, where he's from, that he said as follows, that Eser Netios Arava V'Nisuch HaMayim Halacha La Moshe Misinai. So we have three halachos that are a halacha la Moshe Misinai. One is 10 plantings, that if you have 10 plantings that are planted within a space of a base sa'a when it comes to Shemitah, then you are allowed to plow that field until Erev Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And the second one is the arava, that the Kohanim would take Aravos in the Beis HaMikdash and walk around the Mizbeach, and the Nisuch HaMayim is the pouring of the water on the Mizbeach for 7 days. That also is a halacha of the Moshe Misinai. So now the Gemara goes back to what it was finishing off the Braisa beforehand. But with that, we solved that again, according to none of the Tanoim who have the drashas for the Nisuch HaMayim connected to the recitation of Mashiv HaRuach, does it work out that the Nisuch HaMayim would be for 7 days. But if we have a separate halacha Moshe Misinai according to Rabbi Yeshua, that would be a source, and the source for mentioning on the second day Mashiv HaRuach would be from Mishas Hanachas. I'm sorry, from the on the seventh day according to Rabbi Yeshua would be from the time when you put down the lulav. So we said before, Rabbi Huda Amar Mishim Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Huda says the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Ha'over lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag. The one who is the chazan on the last day of Sukkot, so achron mazker, rishon eno mazker. So the chazan for Musaf mentions Mashiv HaRuach, and the rishon, the first one, does not. B'yom tov ha'rishon shel Pesach, and on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, the rishon mazker, achron eno mazker. So we continue the recitation through Shacharis, inclusive of Shacharis, but the achron, the chazan for Musaf, does not mention Mashiv HaRuach. So the Gemara says, Gemara asks, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yehuda said that he says this from Rabbi Yeshua, which din of Rabbi Yeshua was he talking about? Ilema Rabbi Yeshua dimas nisin, if he was referring to the halach of Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, ha'amar b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag, u'mazgir. Rabbi Yeshua said in our Mishnah that on the last day of Sukkot is when you begin reciting it, and the simple reading of that would be that you would start doing it already from Shacharis of Shemini Atzeres. And this opinion that he said in the name of Yeshua was that it would start from Musaf. We didn't differentiate and say the difference between Shacharis and Musaf. Rather, you have to say El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa. It must be the Rabbi Yeshua which was brought in the Braisa. But even that's problematic because Amar Mishas Hanachaso, that you start saying Gevuros Keshav Mashiv HaRuach from the time that you put down the lulav, which is on the seventh day and not on the eighth day at all. V'su, and additionally, Had is signed to this that we learn in the Brayser, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishim Ben Meseira, that Yehuda says the name Ben Meseira, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva B'yom Tov Achron Shechag, the one who is the Chazan on the last day of Sukkos, Ha'achron Mazgir, the Baal Musaf, the second one, does mention it, but the first one does not. Hey, Ben Beseira. Which Ben Beseira? Which member of Ben Beseira? Which din of Ben Beseira is that referring to? Elema, if that's referring to Rabbi, which person who's Ben Beseira? Right, if it's the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, that's who he's talking about when he says Ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. Ha'amar, but didn't Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira say before, and Basheni Bechag Humazkir, that you start reciting it already on the second day of Sukkot, not on the Yom Tov Acharon. So it can't be him. So Amar v'Nachman Reis look to Hey Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira must be referring to Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, who said Zimnin Dekari Le Bishmei, that there are sometimes that he's called just Rabbi Yeshua. Again, so it's Rabbi Yeshua who's mentioned before, and then that Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Sometimes he's referred to Stam as Rabbi Yoshua. And there are other times where he's referred to, including his father's name as well. And this that they would call him, including his father's name, was before he became chashuv and had his smicha, so he wasn't Rabbi Yeshua that to stand on his own. So they would add the ben Beseira, but afterwards they would just call him Rabbi Yeshua. That's after he got his smicha. So now the Gemara continues related to what we said before and about the mentioning of Gevuros Geshamim. So the Gemara brings a brisa which talks about the Shevach of Hashem when it comes to Tal and when it comes to Ruach. Tana, we learn in a brisa, Bital uberuchos lochivu chachamim lahazkir. Even in the rainy season, the chachamim did not obligate one to mention in davening Mashiva Ruach umorid hatal. When it comes to Tal, it was no obligation. V'im bo lahazkir mazkir. But if somebody wants to mention it, they are allowed to mention it. My time, huh? Why is it that Chachamim did not obligate one to mention Morid HaTal and Mashiv HaRuach? Amar Rabbi Chanina lefi she'ein ne'etzarin. That the Tal and the Ruach, the dew and the wind, are something which doesn't stop. It's there the entire year, and they're necessary for the world to survive. The stress of the rain is that since rain during a specific time is when it is beneficial, so the Chacham felt that it was more important to mention during that time to focus in on Hashem's strength in bringing the rain. So Gemara says, "V'talmi nolan zlomi atzar." What's the source? How do we know that the Tal doesn't stop at all? Dechsev ayam Eliyahu atishvi mitoshav egilad alachav. That Eliyahu said to Achav, "Chai Hashem elokei yisrael Hashem arati lefanav. I swear by Hashem yashanim ho'ila talu motor kiim lefi dvori." That Eliyahu told him that nothing is going to fall when it comes to rain or when it comes to dew, except if I say it, if I command that it should happen. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says after Eliyahu's words came true, and now there had been a famine for 3 years, that Hashem said to Eliyahu, "Leich hera'eh el Achav, go appear to Achav, ve'etna matar al pnei adaman. I will bring the rain onto the ground." But he didn't say anything about the Tal, that he's going to continue, that he's going to return the bringing of the Tal. Why doesn't it mention that in the Nevuah? So my time, why didn't Hashem mention the Tal as well, turning out to Amibayz? Mishum delo me'atzar. Because the Tal never stops. And even during the period of Eliyahu, when the Geshamim did not come, the rain did not come, still the Tal did not stop, and therefore did not have to tell him to continue bringing it. What's the problem then? If it's not going to stop even in the time of the famine, why did Eliyahu mention Tal and Matar, according to me? If the Tal is not going to stop, why did Eliyahu mention that when he told Achav that it's not going to come? So Hachi Kamarle, this is what Eliyahu meant. Afilu Tal debracha nami lo asi. No. There are different, I guess, types of Tal, and the Tal, which is of blessing, which allows things to grow, that Tal is not going to come. Other Tal would come down, but not that. For the Hadra, the Tal de Bracha. So then how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why doesn't God say when he's returning the rain that he's going to bring back the Tal of Bracha as well, if that actually stopped? Mishim lo minkara milsa. Because that wouldn't be clear to everybody that that was what was happening. The fact that there was Tal, people knew that there was Tal. So Hashem saying, I'm going to bring back the Tal of Bracha, that wouldn't have been clear. When it comes to the fact that there's been no rain for 3 years, and now Hashem says, oh, the time has come and I'm going to return the rain, that's something which is going to be clear, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to.